Dear friends, I invite you to listen to these words, but not with your intellect. Rather, listen with your heart, the deeper place within you that knows that God does not leave us comfortless. There is an answer to your sorrow. There is an answer that brings peace. I offer these teachings to you and pray that you will feel the peace that passeth all understanding and know the truth that will set you free. There is a quote in the Bhagavad Gita that says, "When your understanding has passed beyond the thicket of delusion, there is nothing you need to learn, not even from the most sacred scripture." I like how this passage references our experience as the thicket of delusion. A thicket is a tangled mess of thorny branches that when you enter into it, it seems to hurt you at every turn. And the more we struggle to get out, the more tangled we get. This is what it can feel like when those whom we love seem to not have physicality and we cannot see them with our physical eyes. The intense sadness, loss, and feeling of separateness can grip us so deeply that we struggle just to be able to take a breath under the enormous weight of sorrow. And yet, when Arjuna was overcome with sorrow, Krishna smiled at him and said, "Although you mean well, Arjuna, your sorrow is sheer delusion. Never was there a time when I did not exist or you. Nor will there come a time when we cease to be. What you are can never be harmed in any way. The sharpest sword will not pierce it. The hottest flame will not singe it. Water will not make it moist. Wind will not cause it to wither. It cannot be pierced, singed, moistened, or withered. It is vast, perfect, an all-pervading, calm, immovable, timeless. If you understand it in this way, you have no reason for your sorrow." In the Book of Wisdom, chapter 1 and 2, it is said, "God did not make death, nor does he rejoice in the destruction of the living, for he fashioned all things that they might have eternal, changeless being. And the creations of God are wholesome, and there is not a destructive drug among them, nor any domain of the nether world on earth that can touch what God created. For creation is undying. For God formed man to be imperishable. The image of his own nature he made him." It is difficult to accept this truth of our beingness while we are in the thicket, and it seems impossible that the wisdom spoken through God's messengers can penetrate the layers of sadness, and therefore peace is what seems impossible. If you are in this place, do not resist what you are experiencing. Allow every part of the experience. But when you are ready to journey out of grief and into peace, if even for a brief moment of reprieve, know that this is possible. But also know that you cannot guide yourself because you are tangled in the thicket of delusion. You need a wisdom greater than your current thoughts and perception. When you are ready to ask for help, help is there. Within you is wisdom that can guide us to the truth. A Course in Miracles, chapter 29, section 5, says this promise: "There is a place in you where this whole world has been forgotten, where no memory of sin and of illusion lingers still. There is a place in you which time has left, and echoes of eternity are heard. There is a resting place so still, no sound except a hymn to heaven rises up to gladden God the Father and the Son. Where both abide, are they remembered both. The changelessness of heaven is in you, so deep within, that nothing in this world but passes by, unnoticed and unseen. The still infinity of endless peace surrounds you gently in its soft embrace, so strong and quiet, tranquil in the might of its Creator, nothing can intrude upon the sacred Son of God within. And so, let us begin this meditation and seeking this inner place by asking for help. Holy Spirit, Divine Wisdom, God, Eternal Source, I need help. I am caught in a web of confusing thoughts and afraid of what I see. You tell me that all is well and that nothing can harm us or hurt us. The only way to peace that will heal all sense of pain and suffering is for me to rest in the deepest silence so I can hear your voice comfort me with the truth. I do that now. I seek and find the peace that God has promised me. And so now, if you're ready, relax. Close your eyes. Sink into the chair. Lower your shoulders and take a few slow, deep breaths. Let your breathing become normal. A gentle rhythm, nice and relaxed. Listen to your breath and let your mind relax as it hears the quiet in-breath and out-breath. We enter into silence with a purpose. We seek the truth within our minds. We ask for peace amidst the turmoil that our body's eyes see. We ask for true ideas to arise in place of this. We do not know what is true, but with all of our heart, we want to know what is true. And so we are willing to look past devastation and keep our awareness on the light beyond. Because only in this light will we ever be at peace. It is here that love knows no separation. It is here where truth abides. It is here where we abide. We meet in this place and let this pure love bring healing to us now.